Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hello and welcome to Share Talk. Today I'm joined by Colin Bird, who's Executive Chairman at Besant Resources, or Besant, in fact, to some people.
Hello there, Zach. How are you?
I'm doing well. What's going on at Besant?
Well, we've had a couple of announcements go out. The key one, well, I guess no. They're not key. They're both kind of very, very important to the company. So let's take them in order. The first one we talked about, the aeromagnetics that we're doing down in Namibia, and that's on the Open Gorup project, the Matchless Belt, as they call it. And, you know, this Matchless Belt, Zach, it's 137 kilometers long. Open Gorup, a pretty mean project, you know, 10 million tons there at 2% with gold. And nobody has actually flown it. Believe it or not, nobody has flown it. And that's your Anglo-American again. And we feel that it's just as potential as Open Gorup. It would be, we know for a fact that there's been small workings there. And of course, the typical style of the junior was to go in, where the old guys were 20 years ago, 30 years ago, and start drilling holes. Well, we're not doing that, Zach. We're not doing it. There's too much science around today to take that sort of risk, to drill something which is obvious and miss something because it's concealed. And that's why we're doing geophysics. And, of course, the dream is that we find a lot of the matchless drive live. And also, of course, the biggest dream is that you find a big open pit occurrence, which is not impossible and, of course, probable in a big system. So why we are at the weekend, excited we are, and that's going to hopefully tick the boxes and direct a serious drilling campaign to either add to Open Gorup, but hopefully new situations altogether. And then, of course, we've gone and reported this second hole at Kalengwa. Isn't that nice? I mean, you know, 114 metres long, it's longer than that, but 114 metres of mineralisation. All good stuff, some really nice kickers with the XRF machine, regular kickers. And, you know, why am I excited about it? Well, the archive said it's a couple of metres wide. Missed it a few times, the archives did, and it's about 1.2%. So we knew it was an intrusive. We liked the underlying geophysics, and we liked the underlying geochemistry. And really, you know, okay, there's been a smell of a couple of meters. We'll go there. But of course, we found something totally different, and what we found matches up in structurally and the lithology is exactly the same of that big pit where they had 2 million tons at 9.5%. So, what a joy. And, you know, they've already got 350 metres of strike. We did take a chance with that last hole, Zach. We stepped out. We made a considerable step out with intuit, you know, with more intuition than science. But it worked for us. It worked for us. And that's why you have experienced geologists like Ed Slowey working for you. It worked for us. But now we're going to do some geophysics there to direct the drilling, obviously, more from a more solid scientific background. And we were not going to miss the opportunity because I think probably people forget that what took us to Kalengwa in the first place was this 13 kilometres of what we think is considerable, is consistent strike. And we decided to test a few intrusives before we went there. So we've got the golden opportunity now. I've made this discovery 140 metres long to not only try and determine the extent of that, but also do some basic geophysics works on the 13 kilometres. All of this will be ground geophysics. It'd not be flying the helicopter. It's always much cheaper, between $50,000 and $70,000 US. And, of course, achieves the same effect, but it means the guy's walking up and down in the bush. That's the only difference, you know. So very pleased with that, Zach, and we're really going to have a crack at that Matchless Belt. And who wouldn't with all the... I mean, Goldman Sachs were at it again yesterday. Wherever you look now, there's that total realisation Joe Biden's on with his infrastructure. We're having these climate change meetings. Everybody wants to be front runners in the improved environment. Putin's at it. Even the Chinese are at it. So I'm afraid, you know, that copper box, give it a massive tick and pencil in $10,000 as a sustainable price for a few years to come. Turn that $10,000 to a sustainable price. Look at the majors' inventory. You know, how much copper have we got? Look at the fact that you're confined to a lot of the discoveries to Chile and the social problems you've got there. I think our little companies are looking in the right place. Australia, Namibia, Botswana, Zambia. You know, good jurisdictions, Zach, where there's copper history.
And in terms of what you're sitting on, is it something which could rival Bushranger at Besant?
You know, I mean, you know, in these systems, like, you don't expect to find over 100 metres, but of course it's an entirely different system. You know, the Bushranger is a porphyry, but in this type of system where you've got conglomerates and gabbros, nobody's going to sniff at 114 metres when normally it's anywhere between 10 and 20. So it's certainly not going to be a Bushranger in terms of its presentation, its origin, its lithology and everything else. But it's certainly got all the potential. Because let's face it, if you multiply a strike by width, you get tons. When you multiply it by probably 2.73, whatever the factor is. So quite frankly, you've got a good start when you're multiplying by 100 odd metres. So very, very exciting, Zach. Very exciting. And we're building up the copper tons wherever you look. We're building up the copper tons wherever you look.
So what's the time frame on, you know, the next news, do you think?
Well, I'm rather hoping the geophysics starts next week. That's the ground geophysics at Collingwood. I know for a fact that it's planned that way, that the geophysics are starting in Namibia this weekend. So we'll have the results from that. And we're deciding whether or not to drill the battery manganese in Botswana. We're deciding whether to drill it or basically do a bit more test work in other areas. I, for one, am ready for drilling it. I think you can dance around these things for so long, and then you just got to get on with it. And we're identified a few interesting projects as well, which might be suitable for Besant. So, and on the reverse side, Besant, the Namibian thing, is ready for underground mining, and there's interest in basically by the contractors coming in and mining. So there's a hell of a lot going on in that company, Besant. I know it looks a passive little company, what hasn't had much to say for itself in the last few months, but we've wound the clock up and it's ticking now. It's ticking now, Zach.
Colin Bird, Executive Chairman at Besant Resources, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you, Zach. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to talk about Besant.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.